Good morning and Happy New Year. I am Dominique Sawyer and I'd like to welcome you to our Safe Money Strategies Monday Morning Producer Power Call. We have a lot to cover today, so we will go ahead and get started with Scott Harris. Scott?
Good morning, everybody. Hope everybody's doing well and Happy New Year. I'm sure that 2012 was a great year for everybody and 2013 is going to be even better. We've got lots to cover. As you are well aware, this is the first Power Call for the new year, and I want to cover some things that occurred last year and some forward-looking thoughts, too, regarding the market, our industry, and, of course, some marketing opportunities that you can have through our firm. Obviously, the whole business of today's economy is really at the forefront right now because of what's transpired in Congress and in Washington, obviously, with the president. And we want to discuss that a little bit and how it's going to affect what we need to be doing as advisors for our clients. But let's get into the stock markets and all, and just review a little bit about last year and what transpired. Obviously, a lot of volatility last year. We saw the last quarter of the major markets not doing so well. In fact, most were at break even or down a shade, only to come back just recently, this first week of the new year. The Dow, in fact, was up a little over 7% last year. Obviously, a lot of people had been involved with Dow stocks because of their dividend-producing capacities, and it had driven up the markets accordingly. Of course, the S&P 500 was up a lot higher than that, double digits, low double digits for the year, which obviously made it good for many people who were involved with the indexes of the S&P 500. Just recently, we saw the S&P 500 jump 2.5% in one day last week, after the White House and Congress agreed on the new tax and spending package regarding that fiscal cliff. There was the biggest daily return in about 13 months. But this is one of the things that was all pent up. People just, you know, were waiting to see some closure on this, waiting to see something happening. Many people bet that things weren't going to happen until after the first of the year. Those that did bet accordingly ended up making some nice money just for that particular day. The indexes were up nicely last week simply because of that compromise that was reached by the White House and Congress regarding the fiscal cliff. But that is not – that's far from being over. If you take a look going forward, what's going on, Congress faces another huge battle, and that's going to be the increases in the debt ceiling. That's over the next 2 months. Look for that battle to be bloody. The Republicans, many Republicans don't want to give an inch on that. They don't want to have any more debt taken on. They want spending cuts, in fact, and Obama is his normal way just to be a little headstrong and not open to negotiate in many cases, looking just to obviously raise that debt ceiling. So look for that to be a major battle. That will, of course, inspire the markets, whether negatively or positively. In most cases, probably going to have a negative effect on the overall stock markets. We're looking at the spending cuts that should have been part of the fiscal cliff. They were postponed for another 60 days. People in Congress and in the White House, they're looking at decreasing in a dramatic way defense spending. And, of course, the Democrats do not want to decrease any of their pet projects, any of their entitlement spending. Obviously, that's a big voting block for them. But that's going to be a huge negotiation coming on the next 60 days. And once again, look for the market to respond accordingly. And then lastly, as many of you are well aware, our government is currently operating without a budget. And we need to have some type of a budget arrangement. Most households do that want to be fiscally responsible with their money. Unfortunately, the government doesn't seem to think that we need to have one. But by March 27th, there needs to be a budget in place. If not, it could potentially shut down the government. Now, that might not necessarily be the worst thing that happened, but the bottom line here is that we're looking at many things that weren't addressed in this fiscal cliff negotiation being pushed down, you know, pushed back to a future date, kicking the can down the road, which is very typical of government for a future date. But look for these battles to continue. So the next 60 to 90 days are going to be crucial for a lot of things that are going to dramatically affect the way the government spends money, and also how they're going to have their spending cuts enacted, if at all that's going to happen. So look for those, again, those factors to influence the stock market and how we obviously are going to be investing our monies. Also, very interesting, I saw an article about the Federal Reserve and what's going on with the Federal Reserve. As many of you are well aware, the Federal Reserve is basically printing a lot of money. They're out there buying a lot of government bonds to the tune of about $85 billion per month. That's per month. And now it appears that in the most recent meeting, if you take a look at the minutes, there's starting to become some division within a lot of the Fed, the Federal Reserve, regarding how long this printing of money should continue. Now it's getting close to about half of the people want it to end about mid-year instead of it going throughout the 2013. They're beginning to admit that they really don't understand what effects this is going to have on the economy and if it is actually helping much at all to stimulate job growth, because job growth has remained relatively tepid for the last 12 months to actually about the last 3 years, to be honest with you. But the bottom line here is that we're seeing more and more concerns with what's going on with the Federal Reserve, within the Federal Reserve, as far as them printing more money and doing that bond buyback. So watch for more news on that to continue. And the reason I say this is so important is that realistically the stock market has been affected in a dramatic way by the Federal Reserve printing so much money and keeping interest rates low. It's not because we've got a robust economy. It's not because corporations are making a lot of money. It primarily is because the Federal Reserve has kept interest rates artificially low and has made liquidity available if people want to take it. So if you take a look at what happened back in the late 90s when Alan Greenspan did his deal with keeping interest rates artificially low and flooding the economy with liquidity, we saw the tech wreck. We saw the tech bubble. Obviously, a lot of that money found its way into the stock market, pushed it up artificially, and then it popped. Well, I don't know if we're going to have a bubble of that enormity this time, but just be aware that when the Federal Reserve comes out and says, look, gang, the party's over, we're going to stop printing all this money, the market's going to react accordingly. So you have to be aware of this happening with your clients. Just let them know that if this potentially happens, you're going to see the market sell off. So once again, be very, very cognizant of that happening. It could happen. We could start to see more and more news on that in the coming months. So once again, be aware of this happening in our investment world. A couple of things too. You know, once again, you know, the job growth. We saw the numbers come out on Friday. Unemployment was at 7.8%. This is one of the reasons why the Federal Reserve wants to keep rates artificially low and keep printing money. They want to stimulate the employment sector. That obviously has not been the case here. We're seeing unemployment hanging right around that 8% mark and half so in quite some time. New numbers have come out. It looks like the growth for the first 6 months of the year is going to be at about 2% for the economy. That's not going to bode well for the job market. It's not going to bode well for growth of our economy. So once again, look for the next probably 3 to 6 months, more sluggishness in the economy, unemployment rate hanging right around that 7.8% mark, slow growth, and a lot of volatility, a lot of head banging in the government because of all this fiscal cliff things that they just kicked down the road for a future date. So again, the next months, we're not going to have a whole heck of a lot of good news probably to tell you overall in the market. Okay, one of the last things I want to discuss with you is what's going on right now in the dynamics of our industry. I saw a very interesting article regarding where people are placing their money. And if we take a look at what's going on in our industry as a whole, a lot of people that are involved with the stock market, you know, we as financial advisors, I know most of you out there are securities licensed, we're starting to see what's happening in the economy in our industry being affected by a lot of what's going on in the media, technology, by tweeting, by websites. People are becoming more and more technology savvy. And as a result, they're hearing more and more and more things from companies like your Vanguards, companies like Fidelity, companies like T. Rowe Price, And what they're really stressing is the need to lower fees. Okay, this is the big edict that's been coming down from the SEC. We've seen it happening for quite some time. Lower fees, lower fees, lower fees. You know, and that means for us as advisors, lower fees also, obviously. You know, I remember when I got involved in this business many, many years ago, there's only one share class of mutual funds, and the commission rate on that time was 8.5% front-end load. How times have changed since that happened. But we're just seeing the dynamics of our industry changing. And what's happening, in fact, the statistics show that, like, through November of last year, $119 billion came out of actively managed mutual funds, and a lot of that money went into ETFs. A lot of people are getting more and more involved with ETFs because, once again, the media, these large investment companies are stressing lower fees, lower fees, lower fees, and they're saying one of the ways to do it is by getting involved with these ETFs. Also, obviously, some fund managers haven't done as well as what some of the actual indexes have returned, but nonetheless, historically, their whole mantra is we can do better because it's actively managed, therefore we can justify the higher fees. Well, a lot of people are saying enough of that. We're just going to go straight into the ETFs, and we're beginning to see more and more funds flowing into the ETFs. So as advisors, what can we do here to combat this? This is very important. Obviously, you know, we have to, you know, kind of keep in line with what our own personal philosophies are as who we are as an advisor. Do we sell insurance? Are we a full-fledged financial advisor? Are we a stockbroker? Who are we, and how do we define ourselves? But what I was reading an article in Financial Planning Magazine over there, and what's happening is that the dynamics are that more and more advisors are becoming more and more financial planners, offering more and more value-added services to their clients. This is what's going to be changing. You can't just go out there and push a mutual fund or a stock anymore. You have to become more well-rounded. You have to know about the taxes that are going to get charged to your client. You have to know about how Social Security is going to affect your client. You have to know about how the estate planning is going to affect your client. And if you're not well-versed in those areas, you're going to get left behind because we're seeing in the industry, particularly in the security side, fees coming down. Fees are going to be coming down, and more and more market share is going to be going to these ETFs and other lower expense products. We're also seeing it in the insurance industry, and it's just a function of the lower interest rate environment. Companies want to be competitive with their products. They want to garner more monies into their insurance coffers, and as a result, one of the ways that they're going to do this is to cut fees, and one way to cut fees is by cutting commissions. We're seeing the writing on the wall here, folks, so you've got to understand and adjust for yourself and your practice as far as where you want to be going forward, and you've got to define yourself. This is a great time to do that, meaning this time of the year. We're here in January starting a new year. It's a good time to kind of refresh yourself and make sure that you fully understand and your clients fully understand who you are as their financial advisor. Okay, I'm going to bring Steve up right now. Steve is going to share with us and reiterate more of these different marketing ideas that have been available and some new thoughts on them because it is January. It's a great time to get started on getting your business up and running for the year from a marketing perspective because we know that that's what's going to drive your business. Okay, Steve, take it away.
All right, good morning, everybody. I wanted to cover a few things. First of all, I wanted to touch base on you probably got some emails at the end of the year regarding the sale of Aviva USA. Aviva's made it known publicly for most of the last year that they were looking to sell their United States operations because Aviva's a worldwide company based in Great Britain, but they have, you know, operations all over the world, but they were looking to sell their U.S. operation, which is the one we deal with that sells the annuities and the life insurance. And the end of the year, they did close a deal and with Athene, A-T-H-E-N-E, which is owned by Apollo Global Management, a private equity firm that is going to be buying Aviva USA's operation. It'll be known as Athene USA. The deal is obviously subject to regulatory approval, so most likely, you know, they're figuring maybe the middle of the year before it would really close. So It's still going to be a little bit of time yet, but they have struck the terms of the deal. What does that mean to you if you've sold clients some Aviva annuities? Pretty much, really, the only thing that's going to change is the name on the statement, because remember, those are contracts, and when an insurance company buys another, they assume those contracts, all the riders, all the things that were guaranteed in the contract will not change. That will stay the same. So you don't have to worry about that. And obviously, there will be a new name on the statement. That'll be something we'll have to address with clients when we get closer to that time frame. Going forward, the thought is that with Athene taking over now, there may be a little bit more in the way of new products coming along. They want to be a big player in the market. They are a new company. And they're looking to be a big player, and their goal is to be number one in index annuity sales. So I would look for some product innovations and new products coming along later this year. With Aviva, things were pretty much kept on hold since they knew they were selling the company. They weren't going to roll out a lot of new products, but we'll probably see some things roll out after the actual purchase is done. So it is a new company. We'll have to look at the financials of the company as it gets as things come out. But right now, if you have any clients contacting you, those are the facts. You can go on Aviva's website. There's some more information on there, the press releases, some information on the new company and everything. But as far as current clients, nothing changes. Their contract stays in force. If you've been in this business any period of time, you've probably had, you know, life insurance annuities where companies, one company was bought by the other. It's happened to me many times. Really nothing changes except the name on the statement, the contractual guarantees will remain in force and will remain the same. So once again, if you have any questions on that, please just let us know. I did want to touch a little bit, as Scott mentioned, it is the new year and a couple marketing ideas and marketing opportunities that I think are very exciting and something that if you're looking as a for a systematic way to get in front of new prospects, I think this is a way you're going to do it or with the way you can do it. As you know, we have recently merged with USA Tax and Insurance Services out of Palm Harbor here in Florida, and now by working with Safe Money Strategies, you have access to all their great marketing and prospecting programs. And one of them is that they just rolled out is something called Social Security Timing. If you haven't taken a look at this, I was really fascinated myself and didn't realize there are so many different options and so many different variables when deciding when to take Social Security, particularly if you're a married couple. And, you know, a lot of us did a very just kind of simple analysis before, but I'll tell you, it's much more sophisticated than that. And they, with this program, you have access to a website where just simply by inputting a little bit of information from the client, you can go ahead and show them the way they can maximize their Social Security benefits. And there's many different strategies. Actually, for a married couple, there's almost 728 different options and time frames when the client can go ahead and collect their Social Security benefits. And there's strategies like file and suspend and all kinds of things that you haven't even heard about before, I guarantee you, unless you really looked into Social Security deeply or collecting yourself. So therefore, you want to take a look at this report. I think it has something that is going to be great appeal to people. I know the number one question I get asked all the time, I'd say the most common one is, you know, when should I take Social Security? What should I do about that? Well, now I have a way to go ahead and get a little bit of information from the client and produce an extremely attractive but yet still very simple report that will show them the way they can maximize their Social Security benefits and potentially get almost $100,000 or more over their lifetime than if they make the wrong decision. So do you think that might be of value to clients? I think it will. And it fits in perfectly with our discussion of retirement income planning, right? Part of retirement income planning is how to maximize your Social Security, and it leads right into the discussion of what other sources are you going to have for retirement income, whether it be mutual funds or stocks or bonds or annuities. It leads perfectly into that discussion. And obviously, with some of the annuities, we can almost mimic Social Security in certain ways. Like, for example, with the Allianz annuity series, you can actually get a guaranteed income for life and even have it go up with inflation like Social Security does. So we can kind of mimic that. If they like that, we can take some of their money and put it in a vehicle like that. So I'm telling you, I think we're on the cutting edge of this. This is just starting to get out there into the marketplace. There's been a few articles written in the Wall Street Journal and MarketWatch and others about this software in the last 6-8 months. It really hasn't gotten out to the public yet, so you need to jump on the bandwagon now and be ahead of the curve. By working with us and USA Tax, they have a complete turnkey system, all right? So you can do a seminar. The seminar is there. The speaker's notes are there. The seminar mailing is there. Everything is turnkey, and they have some very great, very good rates as far as mailing costs. So it's all turnkey. Of course, you still have to send it to your compliance department if your securities license to get it approved. But in looking at it and working with my own broker dealer, it doesn't seem to be an issue. They told me I didn't even have to have my disclosure on the report itself since it just discussed Social Security only. So therefore, this is something that is a new way for you to get in front of clients with a new message that provides great value, great benefit. As Scott said, we got to provide more value added and leads perfectly into the discussion about retirement income planning. And the people who are going to be interested in this are most likely the people that we're targeting, people between roughly the ages of 58 and 66. So this is a great program. If you want some help with it, want some more information, call us at 866-324-3800. That's 866-324-3800. We can tell you how to get involved with this program, do the seminar, see what it is, get the mailing set up, and get in front of people with a new message that nobody else is talking about right now. You can be the expert on it, provide great value added, and open up a world of business opportunities and business for yourself. If you're tight on money, if you're saying, Steve, right now I just don't have the funds to put into a seminar marketing program because it does take some money up front or I'm a little tight at the moment, we also have with USA Tax their partners program. Well, they will pay for the mailing for you in return, obviously, for giving up a little some of the commission. So you would take a little lower commission in return for them paying the cost of the marketing. So that may be a good way to get things rolling. I'd rather make 5% than 0%, okay? You want to get clients and get in front of people and get opportunities and build your business. So if that's something that you're interested in and it's very unique and very different from anything else out there right now from any of the other FMOs, once again, just give us a call at 866-324-3800. So really take a look at this. This is something that's new. We're all looking for a new angle, a new idea, something that's different. I think this is the best idea that I've seen come along in many, many years. Provides real value. No one else is talking about this Social Security timing thing, and it leads beautifully into the discussion about retirement income planning, and it targets the exact people that we're looking to target with these annuity products, with these lifetime income riders. So once again, call us if you need help with that. Call us if you need help on any cases. Call us if you want to talk about the Athene acquisition of Aviva. We can tell you what we know right now. Or if you have a specific case and you want to talk about which product might fit best, Scott and I are here to help you with that, 866-324-3800. So that's what we got today. It's the beginning of a new year. This could be the best year of your career. The opportunities are great. The products are great. The need is out there. You just got to get out and get in front of people, and you can have the best year of your career. So once again, if we can help you in any way, let us know. Have a great day. Have a great week. Have a great year. Take care.